Sachas Shumay Parag Yidav, Mishnah Gimel, Ein Oysen Tmar and Tvash, Velo Tapuchem Yayin, Velo Satuni as Chaymen, Vashakal Aperit and Mishanin Oysen Mebriyasem Betruma, Uvamay Zusheni Elazesim Vandavim Bova. Somebody who has dates of Truma or Mai Zusheni, he can't make honey out of it. And if you have apples of Truma or Mai Zusheni, he can't make apple juice out of it. And if you have winter grapes of Truma or Mai Zusheni, he can't make vinegar from it. And any other fruit of Truma or Mai Zusheni cannot be chained from its state, with the exception of olives or grapes alone. As apple juice and vinegar and honey does not have a din of Truma or Mai Zusheni. So if you make the dates into honey, or if you turn the apples into apple juice, you're changing it from being Truma or Mai Zusheni to being something that's not Truma or Mai Zusheni. And that's forbidden to be done. As opposed to grapes and olives, when you make olive oil out of the olive and wine from the grapes, it would still have a din of Truma or Mai Zusheni. So therefore, you would be allowed to turn the olives into olive oil or the grapes into wine. But when it comes to other fruit of Truma or Mai Zusheni, it has to be kept in the same state in order that it would remain Truma or Mai Zusheni. Ain't soiskin arba mishamorla, ala yoitzim and azeitzim umina anav. Somebody who drinks fruit juice from fruits of orla. As it is that in the first 3 years that a tree is planted, the fruit that grows in the tree is orla. And you get malchus for eating the fruit. Now, if you don't eat the actual fruit, instead you drink the fruit juice, you would not get 40 malchus, because the fruit juice would not have the same din as the fruit itself, with the exception of what comes out of olives or grapes. If you have olives or grapes of orla and you make olive oil or wine out of it and you drink it, you would be high as malchus, as olive oil or the wine would have the same thing as the fruit itself. You cannot bring liquid for bikurim with the exception of the liquid of olives or grapes. As it did it, that the first fruit that sprout from the Shivat Aminim are brought to Yerushalayim as bikurim. And you can't turn those fruit into liquid and bring the liquid instead of the fruit, with the exception of olive oil or wine. If you have olives or grapes of bikurim, you could turn it into olive oil or wine and bring it to Yerushalayim as bikurim. Fruit juice would not be tame as a liquid, with the exception of the juice of olives or grapes. As only seven liquids could become tame and metame other things and cause food to be susceptible to becoming tame. The seven liquids are water, dew, wine, olive oil, honey from bees, milk, and blood. Any other liquid would not become tame like we had in the previous Mishnah. So fruit juice, since it's not counted among the seven liquids, it would not become tame. No fruit juice is brought in the Mizbeach with the exception of olive oil and wine, as olive oil is used for the Menachos and wine is used for the Nesachim. But other types of fruit juice have no service in the Beit HaMikdash at all. Sacha Trumos Paragidav Mishnah Dalad Ukse Teine Mugroi Grois Ba'Klisa Ba'Charuvin Shal Truma Asurim Lazar. The stems of figs of Truma, or dried figs of Truma, or the stems of Klisim of Truma, Klisim is a type of fig, or the stems of Carob of Truma would be forbidden to a non-coin. Only a coin could eat the stems. Even though the stem is not a food, and therefore it would not have a din of truma. But the Rabbanan decree that a non-kohen cannot eat the stem. Because sometimes when you pull the stem from the fruit, a little bit of the fruit comes along with it, so therefore the Rabbanan said, only a kohen could eat the stem of these fruits of truma.